evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham, in which I have a children's trivial pursuit card. I've been eating a Milky Way, so my teeth are a little bit stuck together, but what's going to happen is I'm going to read the answers off the back of this children's trivial pursuit card. Our panellists have to come up with the questions. I'm Ella, I'm hosting. I'm joined by long-distance punner, Jamie Drew.
Salute.
We still can't remember what his introduction is, and we haven't thought to make him up a new one. It's Jack Ellis.
How do?
He's supposed to be funny. Something like that.
Yeah, but then we just bring up false hope, I think, at that point.
He always disappoints. It's Jack Ellis.
And how did you find my Tinder profile?
And making his show debut, it's the Free Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Just going around. You. Do you want a loan?
You.
You want a loan.
You want a...
Hey, I got something to return to you. I'm interest.
I'm going to need collateral.
The Free Loner.
And making his show debut, I can't get the words correct.
And making a show debut, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's Ian Sheard.
It's a debut.
Lone Free Ranger.
Whatever you like. Whatever is easiest for you.
Nothing, apparently.
And making his
show... Not talking. Remaining mute is apparently the easiest option.
The undergraduate.
Yes! Oh, that's very good.
Do you want the undergraduate?
I have the undergraduate.
Mrs. Robinson, are you trying to under-seduce me?
And making his show debut, it's the undergraduate, Ian Sheard.
Ni hao.
Very nice. As I said, I'm going to give the answers from the back of a trivial pursuit card, and everyone has to come up with the answers. If they give me a correct answer, which is actually a question, you'll get the hang of it. They get a... And if they give me an answer which is better than the one I have on the card, they get a...
Oh, who's miming now, Ella?
That's true. I did a little dance. Right, and kicking us off for a blue wedge, Stripey Hills.
What do you get... What sort of hills do you wear if you want to seem thinner?
We've all been there.
Yeah, Chile is actually a very wide country. It's just all of the hills are incredibly stripy. Mm.
If you want to hide a zebra, where do you put it?
Surprisingly, neither of those are the answer I have on the card at the moment.
What are the only hills you can scan with a barcode scanner?
Can you imagine having that as a job?
I scan hills using...
I think that's
the best version of the Google Maps thing. I want to see it on Google Earth.
They're going to have to categorise each hill. Like, you know, you can put chips in animals.
That's
track
a scarp.
Them, put one in them.
That's another type of hill.
Putting chip.
Hello,
one.
I am the cataloguer of escarpments.
Right. Good to know.
Yes.
This has got
it's important
off to a very
to know Ian
weird
is
start.
Ever so slightly South African, so it's not massively racist.
It's not that racist if I try and do a South African accent, even if I do it quite badly.
What was the first accent?
I've no idea. I didn't even realise I was doing an accent.
That's Australian.
Well, that's Australian going into South Africa.
Going into
South Africa.
I've never been very good at doing a South African accent.
Yes, I can tell.
Thank you.
Why is no it worries, both bro. Of you have a weird tendency to drop into South African?
Because it's a fun accent to do, and I find myself doing it in vocal exercises very regularly.
We don't need to get into that.
We really don't. What was the geographical sequel to the film The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas?
Oh, that's low.
Stripey. I can't think what Stripey Hills could possibly be.
If it helps, it's not... Oh, wait, no, it is. I was going to say it isn't a real place because I read the word bungle. But it is a real place.
What is a real place?
Where
do the bungles
Rainbow
live?
Rainbow Land. Where's Bungle from?
Bungles from Rainbow.
Yeah.
That's why I said... But apparently I'm giving away... I'm going to give myself a point for reading the question.
Oh, can I do that?
No. The question, actually, for that one was, what are the bungle bungles in Australia? Are they spotty bears, stripy hills, or zigzag roads?
That was going to be my second guess.
Oh. We're going to have to get the whole, like, the multiple choice options as well. Is
no,
that the way this
the
works?
Multiple choice options that don't exist.
We had one in first series of this show, which was the great white whale, great white shark, or great something else. And it was which of these is like a real animal or something.
The great white privilege.
Oh,
topical, probably.
Political.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in with bungle bungles, surprisingly. Pink Wedge for Good Times. Basil Fawlty.
Smacked a mini with a branch.
Correct.
What happened that one time that Basil Brush got high on coke?
Who mentioned the Germans but thought he got away with it?
What do I sometimes have to take herbs back to the supermarket proclaiming?
You know what? No one else is going to find that funny, but you get a damn air horn for that. Yeah. As we've established multiple times on this show, if any joke has even the smidgen of linguistic hilarity, I will appreciate it.
That made about as much sense as the sentence I said.
Is it? Oh.
What's wrong with linguistic hilarity?
It's not a word.
No, that's no, two words.
I think she thought you said, like, linguistic hilarity.
Yeah, no.
I thought you put it together.
It's not caravan site. You're not even on a mic, Abby. Stay out of this.
Our studio audience is
who
lippy.
Runs the hotel in Torbay called Faulty Towers?
You're basically
sometimes
there.
Called Farty Towels or Flay Otters.
Watery Owls.
Yes.
Who played Basil Fawlty?
John Cleese.
There you go. It split the points between you.
Hang on. The question was who played Basil Fawlty and the answer was John Cleese when you gave us the answer.
No, the question is...
Who did John Cleese play?
What was the name of John Cleese's character in Fawlty Towers?
My apologies.
Don't worry. After, like, 27 episodes, you'll finally get the point of this game. Yellow answer, Mars.
What is known as the Red Planet?
It's true, but it's not this question.
Who sang the song Pump Up the Volume?
On the children's question, no.
You never know.
What is the fourth planet from the sun?
It's not about
who
the
planet. Who is the Roman god of war?
Oh
what
my
does
God.
Andrew Marr call his family?
If you...
Mars, assemble!
As entertaining as I find that, Jack is word for word spot on this question.
It's not even red!
And instead of...
Roman God of War, mate. That was Ian.
He's also not red.
I've no doubt that he isn't.
Roman God of War, for which you get a ding automatically.
Nice.
If you can get the... two other multiple choice answers, you will get an air horn.
Venus and Jupiter?
Aero and Galaxy.
You're closer. What was the Roman god of war? Mars, Cadbury or Toblerone?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Oh, but can you imagine if the Romans had knelt down at the altar of Toblerone?
The altar of Toblerone would be very pointy. So. You wouldn't want to kneel down there.
Yeah. And now, nowadays, it would have a big gap in between the next one. It would just be
and
a
also,
shame.
Due to the way that the Romans pronounced their V's, they knelt down at the altar of Venus, which I just find incredibly funny.
Brown Wedge, one.
What is the loneliest number?
Sorry, I got slightly distracted by the fact there's a smudge on my glasses. Continue with the podcast yourselves.
Right.
In Zen Buddhism, what do you want to be with the universe?
How does the Queen refer to herself?
How many more times unto the breach?
Those are all better answers than the one I have on the card.
What? How many pills make you larger and how many pills make you small?
And on that, we're going to move on. Think of Greek mythology.
How many more steps along the world shall we go? That's more Jesus.
Oh, I haven't heard that song in ages. Do you remember in primary? I really miss primary schools and singing hymns.
I hated it.
If you were really good, you could hand out the hymn books.
We never got that. We just like sing this hymn, and then if you are collectively good at singing, then you can have a piano join you.
And what
but no one to play it.
Yeah,
just a piano.
It's one of those player pianos that does itself.
Oh, okay.
We were an old West primary school.
Well, in an old Western.
Yeah.
Every day the teachers would walk in, the tune of the good, the bad and the ugly, draw whiteboard markers.
What's the most popular boy's name in Spain?
What is the past tense of win?
Would you like to know? That is very good. Unfortunately, it's not linguistic enough for an air horn.
What is the perfect tense of win?
Yeah.
What is the pluperfect subjunctive? Seriously, what is
Wanning?
The pluperfect? I don't know what that is.
Having one.
Pluperfect is my second favourite tense. My first favourite tense is future perfect, for future things that have already happened.
Oh, what's that Hitchhiker's Guide quote?
It's Dr. Dan Street Mentioner.
Yeah, sort of.
It's going to have been amazing. They'll have loved it.
No, it's not even that. It's sort of, they're doing a big book on time travel grammar, and they say, and we've removed the future perfect because it isn't.
Yeah. Dr. Dan Street Mentioner. What a wonderful character.
Right, one. Greek mythology.
How many gods weren't there?
How many rings will there be to rule them all?
A famous bit of Greek mythology. Actually, it's surprising. If you study any old English, like...
Any old English you like, mate, honestly. It's all the same.
Like, so much
any
Lord
old
of
English,
the Rings.
Any old English, any old
That's
any old
what
English.
I thought you were going to go with. But yeah, most of Lord of the Rings is entirely ripped off Norse mythology.
How many labours did Hercules have to do after he'd done the first 11?
got. I'm gonna.
How many remained for him?
It's not correct, but it's the closest anyone's got so far, and has actually followed Greek mythology, which is the clue I've been giving nonstop. So
I said how many gods weren't there? That's Greek mythology.
No, but it's not.
They had a whole pantheon of them, so there weren't one.
How many Mount Olympuses were there?
How many skies did Atlas carry on his shoulders?
For the benefit of people at home, I'm pointing at my eyes.
Oh, how many eyes did the Muses have between them? Not the Muses, the other one, the Gorgons. The Fates!
Comma the Jewel of. Great song from Star Wars episode one.
Jamie, you're so close. Because it's one, it's about eyes. Abby's shouting it from the corner.
How many eyes does the Cyclops have?
I'm so sorry.
Give Jamie that one. I'm not happy.
I'm going to split it between
you. Nobody would have got that joke.
Polyphemus getting stabbed in the eye. Nobody saw that coming.
It was the same joke.
I didn't hear you say it, though.
But you were busy shouting, "The Fates! The Fates!" In some kind of strange, like, philosophical...
I'm going to say that on my deathbed. I know it.
It's an awful twist of fate that you were so convinced it was the Fates and spent so long shouting it, and
it was my destiny!
Can I just interject? It's Norse mythology where the...
No!
Because Odin takes...
But it was in Hercules!
They lied to you.
And also in Percy Jackson.
The Fates did have...
Okay, I don't know Greek mythology as well.
They're in both, surely. It's just there's less threading.
Sorry.
The Norn.
I know what you mean, but that made me laugh.
They have very nice eyebrows.
And on that note, for a green wedge, charcoal.
What puts lead in my pencil?
Hey,
what is my grandmother now?
What is the best thing to barbecue a platypus over?
Surely just charred. A bed of light.
Jamie said, "No, sorry, we can't not address that."
Yeah, no, we have to address this.
Jamie made eye contact with me, and then just like gave this very sinister smile and no other reaction.
Didn't mean to give a smile. I'm so sorry.
And I ended up.
We talked about arson once,
and now we're obsessed with it. What's the second thing in an arsonist toolkit?
No.
What's really good for drawing moustaches with?
Who mentioned barbecue? I've literally just read the question. Okay. What did you say?
What is the best thing to barbecue a platypus over?
Well done. You're also bringing in platypus. I've already completely forgotten about this. I'm such a good host of this show.
That was literally like 20 minutes ago, mate.
Not for the listeners.
No,
let's
these are spaced
the
out
wall.
At reasonable intervals.
The fourth wall? The fourth wall? They can't see us. We're breaking the fourth microphone.
There aren't even any walls here.
For the benefit of people at home, Ian just mimed breaking the microphone.
It's the fourth one as well.
It actually is,
depends where you
it
start counting. It's one of four.
I started counting over there and I finished here.
Okay.
I feel like if you have to spend that long explaining the joke...
It's an audio medium.
And it's mime and it's radio.
What's made mostly of carbon?
Wait, are you already getting a ding?
Well, people.
There's the ding.
Fantastic.
What fuel is used for Shut up. What fuel is used for a traditional barbecue?
And is better than gas.
Would anyone like to take a guess at the multiple choice options? One of which is charcoal.
Charcoal.
Dead pets.
Uranium.
No, you're thinking way too clever.
Lava.
Nope.
Gas.
Nope.
Lava's quite good, actually.
Lava is very good. Wood.
Nope.
Food.
Nope. You're going to hate it.
Flamethrower.
You're going to hate it so
petrol.
Much.
Petrol.
The options are charcoal... Far coal.
Oh, or near coal.
Or tar coal.
Near coal, far coal, wherever you are coal.
The miner's ballad.
You know what? You all get a shared. Yeah, for that. Right, final question of today's show. Orange wedge. Seconds.
What do I always go back for?
How long do I have left?
What comes before thirds?
Again, very, very sinister topic. Eye contact, small smile. Jamie, do we need to have a conversation
my
after this show?
My parents taught me to make eye contact with people when I'm talking to them. Isn't that right, Jack?
Yes, Jamie, it is.
Thank you, Jack.
For the benefit of listeners at home,
I have learned
eye contact.
I have learned from YouTube videos that you people make eye contact when you speak.
Yeah, it was a long time learning that eye contact didn't mean physical contact as well. That was...
Make eye contact. Well, I can't get close enough. They're sort of recessed into your eye socket.
If you want to,
For the benefit of listeners at home, I don't know what's happening anymore.
We're seeing eye to eye now.
Hey. I'm
gonna... That doesn't get an air horn.
No, if you want to duel with someone to the death, what will both parties need to provide?
You know what? I prefer that to the question
one, two,
here.
Three,
and
four,
I'm basically
five, six,
a dictator.
Seven, eight,
I don't know what Jamie's doing.
Fill in the band name. 30 blank to
you
Mars.
You do a musical theatre show. Do you not know Hamilton?
I don't like
Hamilton. I introduced you to Hamilton.
I don't like it. Dear Evan Hansen all the way. Right. Ian, I'm actually going to give you a ding for that because it's relatively close. What are a boxer's assistants called? First, second or third? But there are multiple...
Briefs, aren't they?
Fantastic.
Oh, I get it.
Thank you.
Nice ripple round the room, yeah. Following the trail of counting microphones in the direction Ian would count them.
Mm.
And that brings us to the end of tonight's podcast. You know what? I'm so happy with you all singing Titanic about charcoal. I'm just going to declare it a draw.
The song's not called Titanic.
Well, it is now.
It's called My Heart Will Go On by Coline Dion in this instance.
For the benefit of listeners at home, Jamie.
It's incredibly visual. Like, I've got to say, Ellie's doing a great job of
this
describing
everyone
this
else. That was
intensely visual media.
They shook hands.
It was
Jamie's
a good pun.
Now,
he deserved it.
Jamie's now leaning on the wall. He's now leaning more on the wall.
Jamie is now 45 degrees with respect to the ground, at least.
This is starting to become misguided.
I have
misguided.
No respect for the ground.
He's starting to look like the Smooth Criminal music video at this point.
Oh, great song. Anyway, on that
Jamie,
note...
Jamie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Jamie?
Are you okay,
no,
Jamie?
I actually hurt my leg doing that, so...
Fantastic.
And on that note, thank you as always for listening. We'll be back next week with our Easter special before we all go on holiday. Yay.
Yay.
Huzzah.
Because it's April. No, it's not.
Totally
it's nearly April.
Unless it's April the 1st, in which case, no, it's not. Wink.
For the benefit of listeners at home, Jamie just winked.
This episode's going to be called For the Benefit of Listeners at Home, isn't
Damn
it?
Damn right it is.
Fantastic.
Thank you as always for listening. For the benefit of listeners at home, we're all waving goodbye. Bye.
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 Like, you didn't actually have to wave. That's the joy of radio.
I would feel insincere.
I'm committed to the medium.
Yes, it's my favourite way of contacting the dead.
Yeah.